This is Jeff Alpin, Big Game Hunter. Welcome to Job Search Radio.
Are you looking for a new job or interested in leveling up? Job Search Radio is your go-to resource for insider tips on job hunting and growing your career. Here's your host, Jeff Alpin.
Episode 285 of Job Search Radio. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. You know, I coach people all the time, and I coach them how to be effective interviewer. I coach them how to be effective as a job hunter. And on this show, I talk with you about, well, it goes beyond simply reciting facts in order to get hired. It involves a certain amount of courage, and it involves, well, we'll get to that during the show. I do hope you find it helpful that you connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. By the way, have you taken me up yet on my 7-day free trial at jobsearchcoachinghq.com? If not, reach out and connect with me. I look forward to helping you. Now, let's get going. This is one of the hardest lessons to get, but I can prove it to you. Here's the lesson. It's not facts that always win the day. It's emotions that do. Let me prove it to you. For those of you who smoke, or for those of you who are smokers, factually, you know that smoking isn't healthy for you, right? And you know at some point that if you continue to smoke, you'll put yourself in a situation where you're going to suffer a lot, your health is going to suffer tremendously, and maybe smoking or the impact of smoking will kill you. These are the facts. Yet millions of people, tens of millions of people, continue to smoke. Why wouldn't that same lesson extend itself to a salary negotiation? We all, whether it's third-party recruiter or corporate recruiter, spend a lot of time with the factual element of why someone should take a job. We spend less time with the emotional element, and we need to shift that some. Now, I want to be clear. You're not going to persuade someone to take $20,000 less by dealing with their emotions. You know, the likelihood of that is real slim for most middle management professionals. However, you can entice them to join if your offer is close to ideal by talking with them about their relationship with the manager, particularly after the interview. If the manager does things that cause the candidates to enjoy them, to have fun with them. And you know, if you think this is all stuff that works only in startups, let me correct you. This works in any organization. The hiring manager has a key role in the salary negotiation, not because he or she is negotiating it, but because they're creating an image in the candidate's mind of being someone that they'll want to work for. Because they're fun, they're upbeat, they're someone that they can learn a lot from while they're doing this job. You need to impress upon your hiring managers their contribution to the hire, so that in this way, when you get down to the close, you can spend time on the emotional aspects of this and not just on the factual ones. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, I want to encourage you to take me up on my free 7-day trial at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. And I want to remind you, subscribe to Job Search Radio in iTunes or Stitcher. It helps other people discover the show. You'll get podcasts delivered to you Monday through Friday, very early in the morning. They're bite-sized morsels designed to help you find work. Hope to have you back soon. Have a great day. Take care.
If you would like to have Jeff give you advice about your job search, you'll love jobsearchcoachinghq.com. This site has all of Jeff's books and guides to job hunting available free.
the ability to have Jeff answer your questions, plus podcasts and videos that'll help you with all the different parts of a job search, including writing a winning resume and cover letter, great answers to interview questions, how to negotiate effectively, whether you want an easy way or want to get tough, plus a community of people like you who you can get advice from. The site again is jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's jobsearchcoachinghq.com.